evaluation of the national crash master plan, implementation evaluation of the model, diagnostic evaluation of regulation framework and registration for NGOs, and implementation evaluation of contract care program. And the next task program, entry to oversight management. So the strategic objective, effective oversight of public entities relating to the UND, and development of performance management using for public entities that are reporting to the UND. And then in terms of the other program within administration, corporate management, then we have some problems under corporate management, one in human capital management. And the strategic objective is to ensure adequate capacity, capabilities and sound employee relations for the department to deliver on its mandate. The high level output is posted within format, reduced latency rate, development of the 5-year human resource plan, as well as other workplaces less developed and implemented. The post will be filled within 8 months. Reduce the retention rate by 8%, develop a plan as well as 100% of targeted employees to attend identified skills development programs. Also, within human capital management, we want to ensure that 100% grievances are concluded, as well as complaints between the disciplinary cases within the prescribed time frame. And then another staff program, legal services. Within legal services, we want to ensure efficient and effective legal services for the Department of Social Development. We have high-level outputs that include litigation cases in accordance with the litigation protocol, as well as ensuring that the conduct management protocol is implemented. Currently, in terms of current financial year, we want to respond to 90% of applications for appeal. Centers of demand and taxi directives within 3 days of receipt. Communicate 90% outcome letters within the 3 days of to the attendance, as well as 90% of contracts vetted through contract management system. The next sub problem is communication. The second objective for communication is to improve public access to ESG information and services and sustain employee engagement by 2017. The performance, what we would like to see as a performance indicator is the number of people reached through marketing and advertising initiatives, and the number of people that participate in our public participation events. And then currently we want to reach 27 million people through marketing and advertising initiatives. We want to reach 120,000 people through GSD website and social media. And then in terms of our public liaison activities, we want to ensure that there are 20 public participation events for the minister and 20 public participation events for the deputy minister. And then we want to ensure that there are 5 NGOs that are incorporated in terms of the departmental branding. In terms of information management and technology as a sub-program for corporate and management, the strategic objective is to ensure efficient entity system and processes that enable planning and implementation of the department mandate. High-level output is to ensure that IMS's governance framework is in place. We want to develop this current financial year an IT sector-wide strategy in compliance with the GPSA mandate. And also, we want to ensure that there is efficient system and processes that enable planning implementation of the department mandate. Social integrated information system to the latest platform. Deployment of information exchange platform for integration justice and integration of welfare services systems. We've got quite a number of systems that we want to ensure that at the end of the day we come up with better integrated social protection systems, as well as automation of the corporate business. We want to upgrade DSD local area network infrastructure and also ensure that we implement the enterprise corporate communication management and information strategy. And then in terms of the internal audit, the strategic objective for that relevant legislation and policy. The high level output risk based internal audit, and we want to ensure that this current financial year we do an audit of 24 risk based projects. And then in terms of finance, the strategic objective of finance is to provide proactive strategic and financial support to DLC, enabling the delivery of the mandate. A high-level output is the sound internal corrosion phase, and then the performance indicator wants to ensure that we get unqualified audit report in terms of the annual financial statement with no material misstatement. By this current financial year, we want to ensure that we have the unqualified audit report on annual financial statement with no material statement. I think this is the trend that we want to achieve because based on our previous financial year where we had an unqualified audit report. So we want to maintain the data. And then the last one in terms of office accommodation, strategic objective to construction offices for DSD, SASA and NDA by 2016. The high level is shared offices for DSD, SASA and the NDA. The performance indicators that this is really starting the report. And then currently, this is what we would like to achieve, but currently the budget that we have, it goes to the leases of the current structures that we have. But what we aspire the long run is to have a structure where all of us as a sector, we are in the same offices as the SASA and NTA. And thank you, Chapter 1.
I think we interacted probably with this report already because the program one that we asked them to redo, they saw things, you know, that they put in, because I remember the facilities, etc. And we asked our questions on that. I think the questions should come up for beyond the HR, and then what I feel is going to be important for us to have is this year on page 14. They're going to develop a 5-year human resource plan. And I think that will be very important to come to this committee, that we can interact with it. Because this is actually the human resource, not the human development strategy. That we can just see what is it all about.
Thank you. Any other input? Thank you very much. It means that you were very clear in your presentation, but I want to express my appreciation on the presentation because it allows a process for oversight, looking into the high level output, because ours is not only about how much budget you got, how much you spend. The bottom line is we want to see the actual impact of the whole process when we see the quality of the lives of our people being improved. But specifically, we won't be able to do that if we are not clear what you said you would do and who would do it and where would it be done so that we can actually make a follow-up. In my own view, indeed not important to anyone, this is a good document. Because all what follows in the other presentation, she is this area. Because now we know that we will have a human resource development plan, which means it's only then that we will be knowing whether the SDG is qualified to be the ACDG. That woman, knowing whether some teachers could not assist in the classroom and decided to join social development and were not reorientated to be actually relevant to the context of social development. We appreciate that. And secondly, we will not be under pressure as the committee being asked questions how much your accommodation is costing. I mean, there are times when you have people getting into courts about how much the building was used before, etc. But if from onset you know, we will be able to answer and stand with you because we will be clear about your accommodation, facilities, activities. Whether you lease them, whether you build them, we will be very aware because they have already put this on paper. And also, critical posts, we will be knowing that those were filled. Because we can't go on with critical posts because we'll be living. And coming from a rural area where we use ports, we know the three legged port here. Yeah? There is no danger that, no much danger that, but I want to say, let me use my language. If that leg port was no other leg, this time you put that post is a serious risk, then if you are trying to share your means. So if the critical post is not filled, it means there is some linkage somewhere. And if there are redundant posts, which they were useful in the past and don't need them, it means they must be freed. And so we must be able to say, your system is effective, your system is also cost effective. So all these we have put clear in front of us. But we also have a relationship that we are supposed to establish with the internal audit so that we know that they are doing their work because by Bajala now. So we can't come and then be concerned to do alone. If things are not that good, the internal audit must also come under fire from the members to say what is their role if things are not going well. You put it in front of us, it's clear, it's in here. So I'm citing this because what we wanted was actually to set a pace towards the transformation process. That when we do advertise, we are clear as to what we're looking for. And not to ask, sometimes you find yourself asking a question that is not relevant at that time. When we discuss budget, we end up talking about the annual report. Why? Because still discussing it, and you can't say you are not going to answer. even the question is irrelevant for that particular moment. You just die inside, unable to say, you know, these people are unfair. So thank you very much. And we also call upon you to work with the Korean advisor. Because it's the college advisor that knows what we are being advised to do. So there is no taboo between the department that we oversight and the content advisor. Because in that working together, we'll find a synergy in what the department is planning and what the vision of the department is, and then how are we going to ensure that that can take place. So this yesterday you really met what I think is key to the transformation process. Mama Mposi and Mama Bev and Mama Tikok have come to that conclusion because there was no hands on got any clarification. But I also wanted to clarify the question why we wanted that administration act to be in that manner. Because you can see now the program being a tribunal coming from administration and becoming sub-programs where you can link, especially to the part that talks about your agenda for integration, so that each program does not see them as a standalone and go on and on without consulting others as to then they are going to come as a central focus of the department, all of them. So that integration process will also assist you in provinces. Because in provinces, if we are not integrated with provinces, it means we will not be able to oversight what is taking place in provinces, which will bear as regions. However, it's going to be very tough on the members because I know the terrain. I know that each province seems to be having their own smaller Yana country. Does not really want to report directly or to be oversighted. They already know the police champion here, which is the MEC, the chair here. So the department finds it difficult, but the department is unfine when things are not happening on the ground where our people are. We will continue, therefore, as champions in this portfolio committee to try and nurture and massage our relationship with the chairs in the provinces, because we do need their cooperation for us to reach to the ground, because no one lives in the national, no one lives in the province. They really live at the local level, where we all want to go. So we would want this integration between the DG and the SGs in our provinces. We want to meet the SGs in a week. Sometimes we must meet there and prepare for our journey to oversight with, but with the ability this relationship, so that when we come to a province, we are not seen as imposing ourselves over them, but we have a working relationship towards one program, which is really effective oversight, that will actually give account to the people of South Africa as to how, as members of parliament, we are able to ensure that what was meant for Dawn goes to Dawn, as it is. I think we have come to the end of our meeting in terms of the department. No, not for the minister's department. So, not unless the department wants. No, I must allow them to say something.
Yes, they must say something.
They must say something, even if they say they are not saying it. But they must say something. We want to listen to any comments, whether good or bad. But at the end of your comments, you will then be allowed to leave the members to deal with internal housekeeping arrangements. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for the good and conversation of what you have done. It feels so good when you come to the portfolio committee and you get praised for the good job that you've done. Not that you get best all the time. Sometimes you get out of family. But thank you so much for that, Chair. I just want to assure you that we have had a meeting with the AOG. It's our first, my first debut meeting with the AOG. We have agreed that we are going to really look into the way that we're having those meetings. Before, it has been the department that has been giving or telling what is supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to change now. They are going to be telling us what it is they are doing so that we get a sense of what is happening within the provinces. And the indication that we are getting from the Portfolio Committee on the workshop, forthcoming workshop, I would recommend to the committee to invite the SOG so that they are part and parcel of that workshop,
yes, yeah.
So that we talk in one voice, so that they understand what it is that which is being done by the National Committee on our side. That is going to help us going forward. And maybe going forward again, it might be a good thing that the structures that are taking place within the province and international, in terms of the reporting, right now they've done their priorities, but we're doing our priorities now.
Mm-hmm.
So we do our priorities after they've done and they've already voted and already agreed upon. So it becomes useless for us to have any say on what they have, but
mm-hmm.
they already have or agreed and they probably know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is a vocal issue that maybe the committee can help us with going forward. So that it's after that gets the our priorities through here, then they can go through, then we can have kind of an input on what they're doing the problem. But thank you so much for having welcomed us here again. We are getting used to the nice conversation that I'm having.
Thank you very much for that point. because that point I'm raising on the issue of provincial change. And because we have had this problem as government, when local government budget process takes place in June, and then it's difficult for national departments to align their own programs because the cycle is not the same from local government. By June, they are proceeding with their budget. When we come in March, they are already in the middle of implementation. They are FDP skills of their own system in local government. But I do believe working with SALCA, which is going to be a strong partner, that's where we'll unlock everything so that their system begins to talk to our system, even if their budget is not at the same cycle, but we need to know what is it that they are going to do, as well as knowing what are the priorities of our provinces, so that their priorities also become the priorities of national, so that we can see as one government. Because people on the ground don't know department or national or local. They just know that the government that must deliver. They can ask for water from any department. It doesn't matter whether you're dealing with education. If you come, they say, we hear this issue of education, but our priority money is water. Talk about water. So it's important that as this department, we continue embarking on in action and trying to create and massage our relationships with those who are at other levels. You are welcome. You can now leave, and we will deal with the internal processes of our in-house. Thank you.
Into a one-room, because we're going to pause now.
going forward. No, I can't say girl, and I was not in that meeting. Because at 3 years, we were Israel. I can obey it.
Okay.
Yes. But the thing is, I was not in that meeting. And
you,
I was coming.
You prefer to miss more than?
That's on page 4, okay? You keep saying you can be, because I'm not saying that I'm free.
As long as there is no objection to what you think of me, it means what you read is what you think is right and is going to do. I don't think there is any issue around that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We are all members of the committee, and we know what processes we are in.
The only thing that we understand on the carpet, that you just look the way they've got lines and the words, and not the coffee on page 3. And then the other thing on the last page of 18,
okay,
when it comes to resolution, that's all.
Okay.
Maybe if there's nothing that is a unit to move in at all, so that our unit might be operating, so that we have a unit that is taking us at all to the unit, so that to both people can look at the same thing for the unit. This is a...
Let's do a study that now.
Okay.
Are you moving?
No.
The
no, thank the opportunity given. Formally move for the adoption.
Thank you.
But the case reflection of the deliberation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, I'm speaking with you people later.
Obviously.
We're moving to the next set of a
The first page is okay too on the minutes of the 11th of March. I see that page.
Can we go to another page? Yes. Yeah, no issue?
Yes.
Could you give me the page where you are so that member can go in?
We are 3. People, Mama Kappa, when they go back to these minutes, they just look at the spacing, eh? Because there's a spacing problem on page 3 and a briefing by the Central Drug Agency. Now, deliberation time, action plan. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? 1, 2.
Okay.
Yeah. No, just minor things then. Just make sure it's okay. Yeah. Page 3. Thereby deliberations and concerns. 1, 2. That's based in there.
Or maybe generally, they will have to look through the entire.
Yeah, that's okay. That's right. No, we're diplomatic because that they don't easily see. But, and cinemas, but they will have to get a spacing, like you say, as well.
Are we going to page 4?
Yes.
Spacing door.
Okay.
I move adoption of the minutes.
The next step here are the members of the 18th of March. The third page. Let's move to the second page, the opening mass and the adoption of the report.
Just 5 minutes.
Page
three. Through. Why did you see the next page? We're on two. Two is okay. Okay. I don't know whether that development support, why do you put it on the next line? Because normally when you divide a word, then it's not one hyphen. It's two hyphens.
One hyphen?
No, in English it's two
hyphens.
Just even for a little
bit. Thank you, Lucia. I think we all speak different languages here besides English as our first language sitting around the table. So it's one hyphen, but why don't you set up the computer to automatically vector and you won't need to do that.
Yes.
Then automatically the word will go to the next one and next one. It's just your margins and so on.
Yeah.
It's not serious.
Yeah. Even five
letters.
It's not nice to have it.
It's five
letters. I think that we are using different software. Compared to Genga and Notebook. So we have three different computers. Sometimes the margin, when it comes to Notebook, she needs to adjust. I think that's the thing, but not from one computer.
Because we're getting used to software.
Same software.
Same software. Yeah. I had the same complaint yesterday. We got it out.
For the minutes of the 18th?
I move to be accepted with all the adjustments.
We agree with our opinions on the members, but I would say my duty is if I don't say thank you very much for attending this meeting, and without the support of you as members, we will not have anything. So I thank you very much, and I think we need to stick by, and we need to stick to adopt our report. But we will continue together with the administration and the department to make all necessary improvements in the report, so that when it comes, it's a report that we can really, really last draft. Can I allow the
thank you very much, everything. I want to bring to attention that we received a communication from the House Chair, I think, to show it in that there is a difference between next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. If committee wants to meet, they need to align to the chief group. So we submit such application to meet during the day, failing which we might meet at lunchtime if our application is approved between 1 and 2. So there's that to the committee before us. The committee wants to attend the sitting and then we meet at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2, or I don't know, whatever we can do that. That's
okay.
The
problem.
The problem is that we don't know what is going to be discussed during the meeting. It might be a trial and we have to be there. Mm-hmm. So maybe we know what's going to be, what's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
why don't we
mutual lunch hour
during lunch hour and let arrangement that people have what they can take and have a working lunch. Because all it will be about us and the report, no more presentation. It will be about us and the finalization of the report. And please just meet at 1. But at 1 if we can, and then quickly finish and then go back to the next meeting. They will be. And I think the people will be on the head coach to ensure that we know this is the date of our debate, and then we will
be able to debate. Can I just like to say the date? The date of our debate is the 12th of May, the evening. But I'm not sure whether it's morning or afternoon. That I don't know. Yeah, I forgot to see what time. And then I know one of... No. You will have to speak to that one. Thank you.
But you just please that the secretary will inform us formally, even if it's through our cell phones, the times of the
event. And the venue, yeah.
So that we prepare ourselves and make ourselves ready for such a people.
Yes.
So I think we are done.
Thank
you.
And we want to acknowledge the fact that our communication person has been attending these meetings daily, not a new member. But in order to assist us to reach out if you want to communicate to the outside world about any special matter, but they also deal with other committees, that's why they don't come in every meeting. And I think our matters have been between the different people at least in terms of what they are doing.
I don't want to
sort of
something to my mind. Members, I think I will just be very trying to inform you whether you do have official passports and not because I'm going to arrange for all our members to apply for the official passport.
Yeah.
So please indicate when I'm set up SMS if I do have it expires on this day so that I can arrange with Home Affairs for us to take.
Can I ask a question? What's going to happen to me? I can't find my official passport.
You can't?
I can't find my official passport. I know that was the movie. You know, when we had to leave from. I got it done 2 years before we left from.
We will all go to.
Yeah, that's all
about that. And the group, some time. When we go there, we also apply for this new kind of the ID. So they are waiting for committees to bring their members so that they can do them at the same time. You have a new ID and
the official passport
or your official passport.
Very good.
They will be done.
Yeah.
So follow up will be done. They will communicate with the secretary when they don't are ready. So we will be informed.
The advantage is that another committee is for the bank.
That you can acknowledge it and tell you I got the passport. So that you don't turn around later.
You don't turn around.
No,
we are not exempted. This is a collective okay, I think we are really
supposed to bring from Senegal and
no.
Okay.
How much
is
that? Digital. Passport?
And the passport
for
home
affairs,
thank you. Is the passport
digital?
Yes, because I need my passport. Yes, by the ministry's office upstairs. My official passport. It takes 24 hours and you do it there.
No, it's important that we go to Home Affairs because we do it at the same time because we're not going anywhere, but we're making ourselves ready for any event.
Case of
emergency. Honourable members, thank you very much.